KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:03, it's cloudy and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy this morning. Partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high around 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. In state news, Auditor Mary Moseman says she doesn't see much of an impact from a three-year-old state law that was designed to crack down on embezzlement in Iowa's small towns. The state auditor is now conducting surprise inspections for 600 small towns once every 8 years.
I'm going to say we haven't seen any reduction. When people want to commit fraud, they generally figure out a way to try and do it.
The law was passed because of an increase in small-town embezzlement and a general lack of oversight. Moseman says doing the checks and then publicizing it when they find something wrong has helped in some ways.
We'll put out a fraud on a small city, and then we'll get calls from other small cities wanting us to walk through their procedures with them. So there is some benefit.
She says the threat of surprise inspections is sometimes not enough to stop someone.
There's some frauds that have been taking place for, you know, a decade or longer. So once they get involved in it, it's hard for them to turn back.
The auditor says a handful of towns have received a second follow-up visit. She says some small cities are surprised that the state is taking their bookkeeping practices seriously. The Creston Police Department reports two people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday. 43-year-old Jamie Foote of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center, or LEC, on a Union County warrant for probation violation related to an original charge of domestic abuse assault. Foote was being held at the Union County Jail to serve the balance of his original sentence. 33-year-old Aaron Wallace of Creston was also arrested at the Union County LEC on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of eluding. Wallace was being held at the Ringgold County Jail to serve the balance of her original sentence. Creston police said also the Casey's General Store on West Taylor Street reported Tuesday that someone passed a counterfeit $20 bill to pay for merchandise Monday. A Creston resident told police Tuesday that sometime between 9 p.m. Monday and 7 a.m. Tuesday, someone stole a propane tank from outside of his home in the 200 block of North Oak Street. The loss was estimated at $25. And Tuesday evening, a Creston resident reported to authorities that sometime between 2 p.m. Monday and Tuesday, someone took a blue and gray tackle box with assorted fishing tackle, a fishing net, muck fishing boots, and two bait cast rods and reels. Those items were taken from a boat parked behind the residence in the 500 block of Wyoming Street. The loss was estimated at $800. A 45-year-old Iowa man has been found guilty of vehicular homicide in the crash deaths of three people in northeast Nebraska. Online court records say Christopher Cox of Council Bluffs pleaded no contest to three counts last week in Dakota County, Nebraska court. He's scheduled to be sentenced on January 4th. Authorities say Cox's car ran off U.S. Highway 20 west of Jackson, Nebraska on June the 9th and struck a concrete creek barrier. He told officers he swerved to avoid hitting a deer. Two of his passengers died at the scene, 57-year-old Connie Fosse and 9-year-old Espinosa Lara, both of Council Bluffs. A third passenger died later at a Sioux City, Iowa hospital, 10-year-old Jose Lara, also of Council Bluffs. Cox was treated for minor injuries. The Harlan Police Department reports three men from Nebraska were arrested Sunday following an investigation into threats they allegedly made to a woman in Harlan. Following a traffic stop, 27-year-old Carlos Roberto Fonseca Treminio, 18-year-old Samuel Stephen Lopez Duran, and 18-year-old Jose Joaquin Segura Mendez, all of Omaha, were taken into custody and transported to the Shelby County Jail. Each was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts penalties. In addition, Fonseca Treminio was charged with the violation of a no-contact order and open container of alcohol as a passenger. Lopez Duran was charged with open container as a driver and failure to have a valid driver's license. Segura Mendez was charged with open container as a passenger. And 31-year-old Amber Larson of Harlan was charged with the violation of a no-contact order. Harlan police said also on November 19th, 20-year-old Brandon Henderson of Harlan was arrested after officers were called to a disturbance in the 1500 block of 7th Street. Henderson was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with domestic abuse assault and disorderly conduct. Last Friday, Harlan police responded to the 700 block of 9th Street for a subject who had allegedly kicked in a door and taken a phone, keys, and a baseball bat. As a result of their investigation, complaints were filed with the Shelby County Clerk of Court, charging 25-year-old Michael Tremaine of Harlan with burglary in the second degree and trespass. And last Thursday, 50-year-old Derek Caldenberg of Harlan was taken into custody when he was seen by officers coming from behind private property. Caldenberg was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with trespass, possession of a controlled substance, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports a woman was arrested Monday in Shenandoah on a valid Page County warrant for drug distribution to persons under 18 and harboring a runaway minor. 23-year-old Victoria Diane Leanne Kimbrough Johnson of Shenandoah was unable to post a $25,000 bond and was transported to the Page County Jail, where she was being held pending further court appearances. Elsewhere in area news, the Griswold School Board Monday night approved a draft request for proposal for the services of an architectural firm with regard to the possible construction of an elementary school building addition to the middle school high school building in Griswold. The facilities committee had earlier asked the board to consider hiring an architectural firm so that a committee can get a better idea of the costs associated with the construction option. Superintendent Dr. Dave Hendricks told KJAN News yesterday that RFPs have been sent out to various firms. Their resumes or qualifications are due back to the district by December 19th.
On December 20th, then, there will be a committee consisting of board members, the administration, the business manager, and a member of the facilities committee will look at those proposals. They'll select some, not really sure what that number is, but some to interview. Interviews will take place on January 5th.
The committee, though, will recommend to the board the hiring of one of the interviewed architectural firms. The firm will put together a schematic plan of what a new building would look like, as well as help the district engage the community with the intent of going forward with a bond referendum.
But I want to take a step back. No official decision has been made that we're going to build this building. We're just getting all of our ducks in a row to make sure that's the right choice.
If the building is constructed, all Griswold School District facilities will be located in Griswold. In other business, the Griswold School Board elected Heather Pelzer as board president. Rod Peterson will continue as vice president. And the board approved a change in next month's school calendar to accommodate a special sporting event for basketball players.
The boys and basketball teams have been invited to participate in a shootout, the Jenny Edmond shootout, at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs on December 16th. The girls' game will begin at 2:30 and the boys at 4. So we asked the board for permission to dismiss school at 1 o'clock so the student body could attend if they so chose, and the board did approve that. So we will have a 1 o'clock dismissal on December 16th.
The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.